Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, And Baby Makes Three is a parenting and relationship book by John Gottman and Julie Schwartz Gottman that focuses on a specific and often underestimated transition. What happens to a marriage after a baby arrives? Drawing on the Gottmans and research-based approach to couples' work, the book examines how sleep loss, unequal labor, reduced privacy, and new emotional pressures can strain even stable relationships. Its purpose is not simply to explain why couples struggle, but to give them a structured six-step plan for protecting intimacy, reducing conflict, and rebuilding connection during the early months and years of parenthood. Rather than treating relationship problems after childbirth as unusual, the book presents them as common and predictable, which makes its guidance practical and grounded. It is aimed at expectant and new parents, but is also useful for therapists and counselors who support couples during the transition to family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how to protect the couple friendship while caring for a newborn. A central idea in the book is that a baby does not just add responsibility to a household. It reorganizes the couple relationship itself. The arrival of a child often introduces chronic fatigue, less couple time, greater emotional reactivity, and more decisions about chores, money, and caregiving. The Gottmans treat these strains as structural, not personal failures. That distinction matters because it reduces shame and helps couples focus on adjustment rather than blame. The book makes the case that many of the early conflicts are not signs that the marriage is broken, but signs that the partners are under a new and intense set of demands. This framing gives readers a realistic expectation of the postpartum period. It also explains why intimacy, romance, and friendship can weaken quickly if they are not protected deliberately. By naming the transition as a predictable relational challenge, the book shifts couples toward prevention, planning, and repair, instead of passive endurance. Secondly, delighting in responding to the baby together as a team. One of the book's distinctive contributions is its emphasis on shared responsiveness to the baby. The point is not only to divide tasks efficiently, but to create a cooperative emotional climate around caregiving. When both parents learn the baby's signals and respond with calm attention, the child experiences greater security, and the parents avoid falling into competitive or isolated roles. This teamwork has a second benefit: it preserves a sense of mutual participation, which can otherwise disappear once caregiving becomes routine. The book suggests that the way parents handle diaper changes, feeding soothing, and nighttime wake-ups is not trivial. These moments shape whether the couple feels allied or divided. A practical implication is that parenting should be approached as a shared system rather than a set of separate duties performed by two exhausted individuals. That approach can reduce resentment because each partner sees the other as a collaborator. It also keeps the baby at the center without pushing the relationship completely out of view. Thirdly, cooling down conflict before it damages trust and connection. The book gives special attention to conflict management because postpartum tension can escalate quickly under stress. Gottman research is known for showing that the way couples argue matters as much as the subject of the argument, and this book applies that insight to new parents. It encourages partners to calm themselves, speak gently, and repair after disagreement rather than letting irritation become a pattern. This is especially important because babies and children are affected by the emotional climate of the home, not only by overt caregiving. The book does not pretend that couples can eliminate conflict once a baby arrives. Instead, it teaches that conflict can be contained and repaired in ways that protect intimacy. The practical value is how couples often fight about logistics, fairness, or exhaustion. But the deeper issue is whether they still feel respected and emotionally safe with each other. By focusing on cooling down rather than winning, the book helps readers understand that marital stability after childbirth depends on the quality of repair, not the absence of disagreement. Fourthly, replacing criticism with appreciation, warmth, and emotional repair. Another major theme is the importance of positive connection during a period when it is easy for criticism and irritability to dominate daily life. The book argues that when couples become focused only on what is missing, what is unfair, or what is done incorrectly, they lose the emotional habits that sustain long-term closeness. Appreciation is presented as more than politeness. It is a stabilizing force that reminds each partner they are seen and valued. This matters because new parents are often overloaded and may interpret normal mistakes as personal disregard. The book therefore encourages a shift from complaint-based interaction to connection-based interaction. That shift supports both emotional intimacy and physical romance, which often decline after childbirth. The underlying logic is that affection does not survive on intention alone. It needs repeated acts of acknowledgement and reassurance. In practical terms, the book teaches couples to notice small positive behaviors, use repair attempts, and create moments of warmth, even when the household feels chaotic. This makes the relationship more resilient under pressure. Lastly, building shared meaning and a family legacy after the baby arrives. The final step moves beyond short-term coping and asks couples to think about the kind of family they want to become. The idea of creating an enriching legacy means developing shared values, goals, and patterns that give family life meaning beyond survival. This is a useful counterbalance to the narrow focus on tasks, schedules, and exhaustion that often dominates the newborn stage. The book suggests that lasting intimacy is strengthened when partners feel they are working towards something together, not just managing obligations side by side. Shared meaning can involve parenting principles, family rituals, cultural traditions, or broader values about kindness, faith, work, or community. The key point is alignment. If each parent defaults to only their own background or priorities, conflict becomes more likely. If they intentionally create a joint identity, the relationship gains coherence. This topic differentiates the book from simpler advice manuals because it addresses not only how to survive the early months, but how to shape the family system itself. In that sense, the book connects marital health with long-term family culture. In conclusion, And Baby Makes Three is best suited for expectant parents, new parents, and relationship counselors who want a structured, research-informed guide to the postpartum transition. Its value lies in how it treats marital strain after childbirth as a predictable stage of family development rather than an isolated crisis. Readers gain practical tools for protecting friendship, coordinating caregiving, managing conflict, and keeping appreciation alive when exhaustion and resentment are common. The book is also useful because it does not separate parenting from partnership. It shows how the quality of the couple relationship affects the emotional climate of the home and the experiences of the baby. Compared with many parenting books that focus mainly on infant care, this one stands out for centering the marriage itself as an essential part of family well-being. Compared with generic relationship books, it is more specific about the postpartum period and the real pressures that come with it. Its six-step framework makes it especially actionable for couples who prefer concrete guidance over abstract advice. For readers willing to apply the exercises and reflect honestly on their habits, it offers one of the clearest roadmaps for staying connected after a baby arrives. If you would like to support John Gottman, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.